Jamie and Locker with you here on a Tuesday ahead of Game 6 Stanley Cup Final. Will we see Phil Pritchard in the Stanley Cup, the keeper of the cup? Will we see Gary Bettman being booed on the ice in South Florida tonight? Or are we saving it for Friday night in Edmonton? Let's get a preview with our dear friend Drew Remenda.
Now here's the long and the short of it. I hate hockey and I don't like kids.
It's time to drop the gloves.
We're losing!
We're guys, more team.
They're burying us alive!
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Drew Remenda, how are you on this wonderful Tuesday?
Really good, Jamie. Really good, Locker. I'm just hanging out. Just had a good day, good workout today. One thing, you know what, we will know by the end of this series, I've thought about this a lot, watching the games, is that we'll all know how to buy cantaloupe now.
Oh, that commercial drives me nuts! Thank you for bringing that up. It's so creepy.
Hey, we all know it shouldn't sound like nobody's home.
What does that even mean?
Is it, yeah, that is like, are you supposed to hold your ear up to it and just come in? Like, what are you?
Shouldn't sound like nobody's home. What, like that? That's like a double negative or something. Like, it doesn't work.
Drew, what's your secret to buying cantaloupe? Buying it through an app.
Mine is not buying it, period, since I don't like cantaloupe. I swear I did not know it triggered you that.
Oh, my wife turns it off now because every time it comes on, I start yelling at the TV. And so now she just mutes it so that we don't have to go through the discussion about the creepy old man and the
the cantaloupe.
The cantaloupe.
It's about the cantaloupe.
Like, that could be the start of a horror movie.
I was just going to say that. That could be the start of the horror. Go down and get the cantaloupe. No, Grandpa, no.
Shouldn't sound like nobody's home.
Okay. By the way, before we get started, because we'll get to hockey eventually, how many texts and videos did you get sent from Randy Hahn on Father's Day as he got a hole-in-one? On Father's Day, your partner, your play-by-play partner with the San Jose Sharks, of course.
My longtime friend and play-by-play partner. We've known each other for over 30 years. I will tell you this, and without a shred of a lie, this is the very first ever text message I ever got with him on Father's Day saying, Happy Father's Day. Hope you had a great day. I come back with, I did, and going out for dinner with the boys. Just got back from Boston Pizza with the boys. How was your day? I got a hole in one. There's the video.
He was trolling.
His son was overwhelmed. He was like, "Oh, Dad, oh my God!"
Well, I think that
we had to look up the rule on, because the ball didn't actually go into the hole. It got stuck against the flagstick. But the bottom of the ball was below the surface of the hole.
What's the rule?
So all he had to do was move the flag and slowly, and if it falls in, it counts.
It counts.
So,
but if it pops out,
if he would have picked it up to pulled the flag out fast and it would have popped out, it wouldn't have counted.
So, you would have just owned your kids.
Yeah.
don't touch it.
So, Randy Hahn, voice of the Sharks, got a hole in one on Father's Day.
That's exciting.
So, Drew.
Yeah.
Skinner's in. Kapanen up on the second line. They've switched Brown and Perry around. Klingberg's back in. Jeff Skinner stays in the lineup. Stuart Skinner starts. What do you think of, again, the juggling going on with Chris Knobloch ahead of Game 6?
Well, the big thing is the Pickard-Skinner one, right? You know, that's the one that everybody's talking about. Now, you can see, and I'm a big believer in you earn your starts in goal. You earn your ice time, but you earn your starts in goal. And taking Skinner out in Game 4, even though Chris Knobloch said it wasn't his fault, it was how the team played in front of him. And I heard you guys talking about that the other day, that the five men in front of him matter just as much as the guy in net does. That taking him out and Pickard comes in, they win the game, they have the comeback, and you can understand Chris going with him again.
Yeah.
And Locker, you said it yesterday, he was 7-0 in starting games in the playoffs. The logic is there. The the switching back now to me, again, you can understand the logic from the fact of, well, every time we pulled Skinner out and put him back in, he's performed fantastically. And you go, okay, I get it. And sometimes as a coaching staff, here's how it happens. You sit down, you have the discussion. Everybody kind of gets a little vote. Who are you going with? Who would you go with? Who would you go with? Who would you go with? You talk to your GM. If you're talking to your GM, maybe that's a head coach job, not the assistant coach's job. But then you make your decision basically as the head coach, just going with your gut. And if it works, you're a genius. If it doesn't, you're a dummy. But going back to Skinner here is always an interesting thing. I go back to 2014, Todd McClellan with the San Jose Sharks. Game six, after we had lost the last two, won the first three, lost the last two against LA. We go game six again, and we bring in Alex Stalock over Antti Niemi. Alex has a good game, plays well. Bad call on a goal that they allowed. They pushed him into the crease, but the NHL allowed it. We lost that game. Now we're tied 3-3 going into game seven. Todd goes back with Niemi, and Niemi is red rotten in that game. So first period was, the whole team was first period. And I always thought, since I've always thought, that wasn't the right move to go back to Niemi. Mm. Now, to me, I would have stuck with Pickard. But again, it's coaching, right? You go with your gut. If it works, he's going to look like a genius. If he doesn't, he's going to look like a dummy.
Well, Drew, here's another question, and this has been sort of bounced around a bit because, and I don't know how it got out, but, and maybe even Nobby had said something to the media in one of his post-game Is there a point where it's a good idea on a goalie situation like this to talk to the players? And maybe it's only a handful, but you talked about that room of coaches and possibly including the GM. Is it a good idea to pull in a McDavid in a Draisaitl, in a, you know, a Bush, and sit him down and go, what do you guys think?
That's one that you would have to really trust your core, your leadership guys, the guys you bring in. I don't think it's ever a bad thing to talk to your players. I always think you should listen to your players. But on personnel decisions, I would be very hesitant or at least very careful, Locker, about who I talk to. Now, mm-hmm. I talked to, you know, you're always going to talk to Connor. You're always going to talk to Leon. I wouldn't talk to Bouchard. He's too young for me. And plus, you know what? I don't want to give him too much stuff because he's having trouble right now playing defense. So I wouldn't want to burden him and overload him. I wouldn't want to put that on him and thinking during the game, you know, while the play's going on, geez, if a goal goes in, geez, did I make the right decision there to tell Chris Nosbach I would have went with him? Yeah, I don't want that on a young guy's shoulders. I just want him focusing on the game. McDavid, Draisaitl, maybe I talk to them. But on personnel decisions, I would probably talk to my coaching staff because that's what they're there for. Dustin Schwartz, I've known for a long time. He's an outstanding goaltender coach, very even-headed man. I would take a lot into what he says, and then I just go with my gut. I go with what do I think is the best thing to do.
Drew Mendo, our NHL analyst here on The Green Zone. I said it yesterday. Is Florida just playing smarter, quicker?
Yeah.
Like, is it just their veteran savvy that they just know how with this situation?
They cheat better.
No, they're not. Everybody, my goodness, Locker and Justin Blackwell. Oh, Marchand's cheating off the draws, and they're all cheating off the draw. Get in front of them. Like, you know it's happening. You're watching the film. You know he's doing it. Okay, Pod Colson, just watch him go screaming right towards Ekholm to dangle around him.
Every play, you're being held on the offensive line or defensive line.
Yeah.
Every play, there's a little jump. Brad Marchand said it on TNT when they asked him about getting a jump on Ekholm there, and he said, "Well, it's good to cheat every once in a while." And yeah, you're damn right it is. You cheat on every damn faceoff.
Yeah.
And if you're not smart enough to figure it out, first off, there is Nick Kypreos. Told me this a long time ago, and I listened to him talk about it. And we talked about when I was broadcasting the Edmonton. He said to me one day, "Watch the wingers." He said, "Watch Oilers wingers, how flat they are off the faceoff, how slow they are off the draws. Winning possession of a faceoff isn't just down to the centerman. And Marchand is the best in the league at it, but so are the Florida Panthers. When the puck is dropping, they're moving. They're moving quick. And that's what they should be doing. So like Jamie said, then get your ass in gear and get in front of them.
Yeah.
But the other aspect of it is, and we've talked about this, guys, you know, quite a bit in this playoffs, is we all get very myopic depending on our views about what team, this team, that team, or whether we like this team or we don't like the other team. We get very myopic on the Oilers didn't do this last game. That's why they lost. Well, why didn't they do that? It's because the Florida Panthers did other things. Paul Maurice talked about it last game after the game, saying the difference in these games, because these teams are so close, is 2 feet here with your stick, not putting your stick in the right position, a foot over here with your body angle, blocking the puck and not blocking your puck, getting to the front of the net in like 2 feet there or a second later. It's all about timing. It's all about just that small margin of error. And what happens with the Florida Panthers, I believe this to my core, that when Florida is playing at its best, they are the best team in the league. The way they play with their identity, how quickly they get to identity, how they're able to hold on to the puck, how they're able to break the puck out. Now, that was a big thing last game that they did very, very well. They didn't force the puck up the middle. They did a better job bringing the weak side winger across through the middle or the weak side defenseman up through the middle. You popped it from the boards to the middle and bang, they were out of the zone. They were very, very good at the little details of the game, those little 2 foot, 1 second timing things that change the game.
But the other thing I think that they're doing too, and Drew, I don't know if you've noticed this, is I think that the Oilers set plays on the faceoff have been working against them because they figured out how to read them. So I think when you're dropped on that first and that third goal that Marchand got, he took off. Like he knew what the Oilers were going to do on that faceoff play. And the Oilers have quite a few different faceoff plays. Like they've got set plays when the puck drops. And I think Marchand is like, okay, I can counter that.
Yeah, well, all teams have set plays off the draw.
Yeah.
And Florida likes to run that one where they switch wingers in the offensive zone, where the inside guy rolls over the top, outside guy rolls to a shooting position. A lot of teams do that. Good teams, you see it more often because they're able to pull it off. Teams that aren't as good don't make the playoffs. They very rarely win the draw. But that's a lot of scouting by the assistant coaches. That's a lot of video. Yeah. That's a lot of going over it and showing the guys. You don't get a chance to practice that much. But yeah, would definitely they would know what's coming. That's why you always see the guys too. Lockers have those discussions before. Alex Wenberg, who plays for the Sharks, and he always has a saying, which is you can't go into a face-off without a plan. And so, good teams go into face-off with a plan.
He's our NHL analyst, Drew Remender. Drew, what's your prediction tonight? Oilers, Panthers, Game 6. What are you?
I think both teams are just going to have fun, Jamie. That's what I think.
That's been the narrative from the Oilers.
I thought I'd get him on a weak moment that he'd actually make a prediction. No, didn't quite get there. And with apologies to Marie. We'll have to wait on that Alice Cooper story.
Oh, we are running out of time again.
Marie texted in Alice Cooper or it didn't happen. Ha ha ha. So Marie, maybe next time, maybe at the end of the NHL season, which might be tomorrow, we can get that Alice Cooper story.
Absolutely.
Mr. Remenda,
double segment.
Have a great Tuesday.
Okay, boys. Thanks,
Drew. That is our NHL analyst, Drew Remenda, here on the Green Zone. Still to come. Truth or Trash Tuesday. Locker says the Stanley Cup will stay in the box tonight. It's going to Edmonton. Truth or Trash coming up 4:35 on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Time now for the Green Zone 1 minute drill. The latest in sports. It is Game 6 tonight. Stanley Cup final in Sunrise, Florida. As the Panthers have a chance to win back-to-back Stanley Cup championships, the Edmonton Oilers trying to force a Game 7 back in Edmonton, which will be played on Friday night if necessary. The Saskatchewan Roughriders back at practice today. Brett Lawther spoke to reporters, taking full
accountability.
It was just me. There's no, I don't want anyone, you know, everyone's trying to cover up other things and coaches and teammates are unreal. But yeah, that's just on me. There's nothing wrong with the hold snaps or no wind or any issues. None of those were difficult kicks. You got to put those through.
He missed four kicks in the win against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. So the Riders take on the Argos on Friday. Sam Emelis, a big question mark. He did not practice today after being injured. Toronto Blue Jays taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks to start a set at home after they got swept, the Blue Jays did, against the Phillies. Coming up next here on the Green Zone, it's Truth or Trash Tuesday. Locker's saying it's going back to Edmonton for Game 7.
Going back to Berta.
What say you? Next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Hope you're having a good Tuesday afternoon. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone as I'm just checking things out when it comes to the severe weather. There was a severe thunderstorm warning in the southwest for a little bit, about a half an hour ago. Those are all gone. Back to watches this afternoon. We'll keep you up to date as always. It's that time of year with the hot days. We can pick up a few thunderstorms. And we'll pass that along here.
The hail, too, right?
Sun. Yeah, a lot of was up around, what is it, north of Battleford. I heard there was some hail in and around that area last week. So hopefully not too much damage. Belton was talking to us about that. Of course, the man at SGI that he is. There's been some hail calls and things like that. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Locker has written it on the board. Edmonton wins Game 6, force Game 7 Friday night. Is that truth or trash?
I'm here to reveal the nasty truth.
I would roast you, but my mom said I'm not allowed to burn trash.
My detector test determined you are telling the truth.
I'm the trash man.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
Truth or Trash Tuesday.
It is Truth or Trash Tuesday. It's the game we play each and every week here in the Green Zone where one person's opinion is put to the test of you, the listener, to declare whether that opinion is truth, you agree, or it belongs in the trash. Locker, this is on you today. You believe the Edmonton Oilers go into South Florida and drag this Stanley Cup final back to Edmonton for Game 7. Why is that, sir?
Couple of things. One, McDavid still hasn't had that game in this series. That sort of beginning to middle to the end, control, dominate, you know, more than a point, more than a one goal. I think he's going to take over the game. And if you take a look at his production in elimination games, McDavid is definitely, he's 30th all time in the NHL on stats in elimination games, 14 games in total. He's got 8 goals, 15 assists, and 23 points. So like you said, he's almost 2 points per game in elimination games, and he has a record of 8-6. So I have a very strong feeling that he is going to step up tonight as the leader of that squad. The other thing is the demeanor of the team right now. And again, listen, they just seem to be handling what they've been going through in this series well, in my opinion. There have been question marks around the goaltending and how Knobloch has handled the lines. But if you go back and you remember, this year has been a bit of a roller coaster ride with this team. And this isn't a new thing. Like, Knobloch didn't just all of a sudden start flipping lines around or trying Kane here or Perry there. Perry has not had one line since he's been in Edmonton. He has moved around the lineup constantly. So I like that, and I like this attitude where, hey, we're having fun. This is regardless of the other thing that McDavid said is
they're not having fun. They're lying.
I think they're having fun. I think this is fun. This has been a fun series for them. So much fun.
Losing 5-2 and
Jamie,
6-1.
I'm having fun.
No, you're not. You're losing. Your life expectancy has dropped to about a decade in this series, I can tell.
I'm writing a book right now, and the book is actually all about how you have to effectively learn to lie to yourself. So this is part of it. So I am on board with this strategy. So, and the other thing I think that they have come to the realization is they are one of the final teams left standing. And regardless of a good performance or a bad performance, a goal here, a bad goaltending performance here, this team, this Edmonton squad, is one of the last teams left, and they can't take that for granted. I like the attitude.
Locker says we're getting a game 7. Truth or trash? 1-877-332-8255. That is the fan line to give us a call right now, and you weigh in with your prediction tonight. Is Locker correct? Truth? The Oilers are forcing this game 7. Or is it trash? It ends tonight. We're going to see Gerber out there with the Stanley Cup, handing her over to Alexander Barkov for the second straight year. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line. Dave, what's your prediction tonight?
Buddies, I'm already stepping my other gear. I'm going to say I think McDavid's desire to win. I'm going Oilers 6-1 tonight.
6-1!
I'm not that confident in the score.
So do you have like a hat trick for McDavid, 4-point night? Like how big was he going tonight?
I think probably 2 goals for McDavid, at least 1 from Draisaitl. Probably Corey Perry's going to pull out something, and something's going to come from the defense.
All right, Dave is predicting a big Oilers win tonight. Remember what happened in the Stanley Cup Final last year? The first time they faced the end, it was 3-0 for the Florida Panthers. They came out in Game 4 and won 8-1 that night when they faced elimination for the first time last year in the Stanley Cup Final. Locker, what are we seeing on the text line?
Well, if you want to call, by all means, call, but we also take text 877-332-8255. This came in not too long ago from Joe, and again, it's not official, but potential candidate for text of the day. If you think Florida will best the Oilers tonight, you are weak. Your entire bloodline is weak, and you will not survive the winter.
Ooh, that is.
Thank you, Joe. Else. Thank you. Text of the day.
Okay. Hi, Wheels. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great.
Do we need to talk to Wheels? We already got his text.
Truth or trash? What do you think?
It's actually not me today. It was my daughter who wanted to call in. Winifred wants to talk to you.
Winnie, you got a prediction tonight, Winnie. What do you got? Are you good at predicting sports as you are the weather?
I guess.
What are you thinking tonight?
Truth.
The Oilers win. Do you have a score?
No.
No. Okay.
Winnie?
I think it's 3-0, I think.
Okay.
Winnie, I like you better than your dad.
Get in line, Locker.
I was going to say, we all like Winnie better than her dad. That is for sure. 3-0, Winnie's going with the Oilers.
I like that.
I'll tell if Winnie's right. Winnie on weather over there on Z99 is, as you can tell, adorable. I think it's every Wednesday, right, Wheels?
Yes, sir. She's going to practice and get it on tomorrow.
Getting it up tomorrow. She might be the Game 7 prognosticator if she nails this one tonight with a 3-0 Oilers win. But, Wheels, you're going to say trash, though, aren't you?
Well, I think, yeah. Yeah, I am.
Okay.
He's got the Cats 10, Oilers nothing.
So Wheels, here's
That's
the thing.
That's a hunch, Locker. That's a hunch. I'm not predicting that. It's a hunch.
I hope Winnie can hear me say this. If Dad's wrong and Winnie's right, that's the biggest ice cream possible for this one.
You think, Winnie?
Yeah.
All right. It's on.
Okay.
I'll even throw a couple of bucks at that ice cream purchase.
Wheels has a as an ice cream bet now with Winnie. Thanks for the call, Winnie. Appreciate it. You can call anytime, just not Dad. Okay. 3-0, Winnie says. Wheels says trash, that of course he is. That, although he's been trying to do the counter curse thing with you. He's been coming in like, oh, Oilers got this, but in, you can see it in his eyes that he's like,
doesn't work.
He doesn't actually believe it.
Kind of doing the same thing, I think.
I'm just terrible. This whole playoffs, I've been terrible. Check out the bracket. You want to go, keep scrolling. Keep scrolling. You go to the top of our Green Zone bracket, and there's only one person that picked the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup. In the over 100 people we had, only one person saw a repeat coming. Only one. We had a few pick them go to the Cup final, but many of them said the Oilers are going to win. We have like 30-some people picking the Oilers to win. Only one person picked the Florida Panthers. But keep scrolling. Right near the bottom, you'll see me and Britton. So Britton's going Oilers tonight. I'm going Florida Panthers tonight. At least one of us is finally going to be right.
Jamie did a quick, like, just off the top of his head bracket because somebody had sent him a note having trouble filling out their bracket. So he put in a fake one and then rattled off really quickly. That one's in the top 20 right now, and his actual bracket is at the bottom. A true story. So the
It was my George Costanza bracket, and it did better than my own. It's embarrassing.
The Oilers win. I'm top 10, I think. I think I'll be number 8.
Okay, let's
in the bracket.
Dale, the Oilers aren't going to win if they don't shoot the puck. No more fancy passing tonight from the Edmonton Oilers. Jason says truth, but oh my God, the Oilers are not having fun.
Oilers text from Wayne in Saskatoon, no Hyman, no Cup. He said that when he got hurt. And I seem to recall Wayne texting that in when Hyman broke his wrist in the last series against Dallas.
Brad says, trash. Stewie going to stew tonight. Panthers 6, Oilers 2. Tony says, trash. It's June. Florida's winning in overtime, 2-1. Mark, trash. The true Canadian hero, Brad Marchand, takes over and takes home the Conn Smythe Trophy tonight. That's from Mark in Torquay. 1-877-332-8255. A lot more trash is coming in than truth, Locker.
You know who's tied with McDavid on the all-time list of points in elimination games in the NHL?
Is it Brad Marchand?
Yep.
Well, it's not an elimination game for them tonight. It's a clinching game. We'll see how it goes. What's your prediction? Oilers, Panthers, do we see the Stanley Cup presented tonight, or is that going to wait till Friday in Edmonton? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
This is a good text from David, because I was thinking about this earlier. Truth, if the Leafs forced a Game 7, so can the Oilers. That's David from
Otherwise,
Regina.
That's an embarrassment. My Leafs are the only team to push Florida, which begs the question, Locker. If the Leafs can force a Game 7 against the Florida Panthers and nobody else could, are the Toronto Maple Leafs technically the second-best team in the National Hockey League?
I think they
shouldn't blow it up.
Honestly.
And they should run it back, bring Mitch Marner, bring them all back, and let's go again. If they... Panthers win in 6, and the Leafs are the only team to get to a Game 7. Does that technically mean they are that damn good of a hockey team, and they're actually the second-best team in the National Hockey League?
Honestly, I don't think they're as bad as everybody has them.
They're not bad. They're not a bad team. They're just not clutch. They're just not a clutch team. They don't have the clutch gene like the Florida Panthers do with their players.
The loss of Marner with that money, I think we'll find some pieces that will help move that franchise forward.
That's talk that he might be getting $14 million a year. Like, you can get almost $3-5 million guys for that. Give me, well, $2-7 million guys for that.
Well, and Bennett, he'll be up for grabs. Marchand will be up for grabs. There's two guys, two main guys in this Stanley Cup Finals for this Florida team that could be on the move. I think both of them are going to want to try to stay in Florida. Less so Marchand than Bennett, but
if I'm the Edmonton Oilers, I am trying my hardest to get Sam Bennett in the Edmonton Oilers.
I would
Oilers
want
lineup.
Sam Bennett, and I'd go after him.
Like, I would move so many things to try to get Sam Bennett in an Oilers jersey.
You could get rid of you could get rid of a Perry. You could get rid of a
Kane.
A Kane. And find room for Bennett, 100%.
And if they do it, they win the Stanley Cup next year.
Yeah.
Put it on the board.
Are you serious? Am I putting that on the board?
If Sam Bennett ends up in Edmonton, yeah.